Ido just mentioned a safe environment. And we raise our children in a safe environment, and they will feel free to be who they are. But then when they go out there, it's not a safe environment, and they keep getting hurt because they are still that innocent person, and they act as they feel. And
yeah,
it kills them back and forth. I was actually having it.
No, this is what you're saying is more like catering to your child and serving him, that you call protection. To me, protection is equip your child to have incredible self-confidence, independence, and joy. But in the worldly way, we call protection as to make sure everything, they are good, they are safe, which is fine. But the emphasis goes on feeding them well, loving them well, having a house that is good. But what we are talking, Mandana, again, is by not making the child not know about the world, to protect them from, we are teaching them how to deal with it. Do you see the difference? It's not that, and each stage is different. I mean, the things that you say to a two-year-old to prepare them for outer world is very little. It's more like making sure you don't draw on their vessel. But as they go to a teenager and older, the tools have to be given to them from the very get-go. When the world makes you angry, when there is an unfairness, how do you, you know, where do you go to eliminate this anger? Where do you go to rely on the source? How do you go home to escape too much activity of the mind? That's what I mean. It's to give them a map of, otherwise every good mother, as you are, will do everything to make sure the house is comfortable, the parents are loving, you work hard to bring a good education to them. And these are, like this book says, are fantastic and must be done, but it's not enough to prepare them for the society. It's self-confidence in not on the personality that are weak and shaky, but in who they are. Namaste.